We have been working with the Red Cross for years. We have been working with physical planning, doing mapping in the communities for a long period of time. But the community structures need to be strengthened. People need to come together and look at how they can sustain their communities, what they can do as individuals and at the community level to really boost their readiness. For example, over the last few years, we were working on the Volcano Ready Communities Project. And it was not just about the volcano. It was looking at the hazards in a multi-hazard context, a multi-hazard environment. And 2021, it has manifested in a whole multi-hazard environment where we need to now look at how all the hazards come together. God forbid, we don't know what is happening in this hurricane season, what is going to happen. But, you know, it can be on a collision course. We don't know for all three, four hazards coming together. All are colliding, and it's how we as entities manage, and we cannot do it alone. It's just not NEMO, it's not just a physical plan, it's just not the Met Service, it's a national system, and we all have to really come together to really push the national system and also incorporate the other private and the civil society into that whole structure to really build our resilience.